You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. It is the 4th of November on the man-made calendar of the year Anno Domini 2023. And they're still going headlong into war in Greater Israel. Occupied Palestine, if you will. And it's still a war on the saints. It's absolutely a war on the saints. Thousands are perishing in the blink of an eye as the Israeli Defense Force paints their targets red and hits them with some American-made JDAM strikes. It's bad. And for those who are supporting this crap, you better watch out. Because God's word makes it very clear that you are then twice the child of Gehenna as these wicked Zionists who are doing it. You're supporting him spiritually, physically, mentally. These Christian Zionist churches are dangerous. I don't know what more to say to wake these idiots up out of their slumber. They're just spellbound. It really is unbelievable what they're doing. But they're doing it. They're taking out hospitals. They're taking out medevac, ambulances. They don't care. They're going to kill all non-Jews, just like the Talmud says. It says it, to kill the best Gentiles, right out of the Talmud. Sanhedrin 59a, if I'm quoting it correctly off the top of my head. They're sick. Spells it out very clearly in Revelation. So we can go to Revelation 2:9. These lying Jews. In Revelation 2:9 it says, I know your works and pressure and poverty, yet you are rich, and the blasphemy of those who say they are Yehudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan or a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. See, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison in order to try you, and you shall have pressure 10 days. Be trustworthy unto death, and I shall give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He who overcomes shall by no means be harmed by the second death. What does that mean? It means to trust and obey Father Yahuwah through the kinsman redeemer who died on that tree so that we may have eternal life. Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah, God in the flesh. We can look again in Revelation 3:9. These lying children of the devil lie and say they are of God, or Yehudim in the Hebrew, but they're not. Revelation 3:9 says, "See, I am giving up those of the congregation or synagogue of Satan who say they are Yehudim and are not, but lie. See, I am making them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you because you have guarded my word of endurance. You guarded the truth. I shall also guard you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon all the world, to try those who dwell on the earth. See, I am coming speedily. Hold what you have, that no one takes your crown." No one. And I was just talking to a brother in Christ about what can be seen as a comforting verse from Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1, which says, "The righteous one has perished, and no one takes it to heart. And committed men are taken away, while no one understands that the righteous ones is taken away from the presence of evil. He enters into peace. They who walk in integrity rest on their beds. But come here, you sons of the sorceress, you offspring of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom are you sporting? Against whom do you make a wide mouth and stick out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression, offspring of falsehood of the devil, being inflamed with mighty ones under every tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the clefts of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the stream is your portion. They are your lot. Also to them you have poured a drink offering. You have offered a grain offering. Am I comforted in these? On a high and lofty mountain you have set your bed. There too you went up to slaughter, a slaughtering." Verse 8, and this is Isaiah 57. "Also behind the doors and their posts you have set up your remembrance. For you have departed from me and have gone up to them. You have made your bed wide and made a covenant with them. You have loved their bed where you saw their hand. And you went to the sovereign, the king with ointment, and increased your perfumes, and you sent your messengers far off and lowered yourself even to Sheol." And it goes on and says, "Have you not feared me?" These men are fearing each other and fearing men and fearing death instead of fearing God. And all these civilians being blown up and massacred over in Palestine, some of them, if they be believers, are in heaven, are home, and others are just gone in the blink of an eye. And then it says again in Revelation chapter 14, starting with verse 9, "And a third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice, 'If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tortured with fire and sulfur before the holy messengers and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torture goes up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, those worshiping the beast and his image. Also, if anyone receives the mark of his name.'" Verse 12. "Here is the endurance of the holy ones, the saints. Here are those guarding the commands of God and the belief of Yahushua. And I heard a voice out of the heaven saying to me, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on.' Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them." Blessed are those who endure in Yahushua HaMashiach. And we could only be so lucky to go home to our heavenly abode rather than live in this cesspool of sin and debauchery and tyranny and war. This has been a raging war since before October 7th, folks. October 7th was a false flag terror attack by the Israeli Defense Force using a cutout of their own creation, which they title or label Hamas. A rose by any other name is still a rose. Still smells like a rose. Can be a little prickly like a rose. Maybe pleasing to the eye like a rose. But a rose nonetheless. Well, the Israelis created a monster, which we term Hamas. Very similar to the fact that Al-Qaeda, Daesh, ISIS, and all the rest of them were literally controlled, funded, and operated by the United States, British, and Israeli intelligence services. And when you know that, you know that you cannot support the terrorist state of Israel. They're not God's chosen people. They're just not. They don't follow his word. They're not his sheep. They murdered the Messiah. And then they cursed their own children with his blood. This is serious. But they too can be saved if they'd only bow, hit their knees and repent to the Most High God of Israel, true Israel, Yisrael, God's chosen people, created for his good pleasure. But he was so grieved that he created us, and he repented of it. Because of how stiff-necked and disobedient we can be. So this war is raging. And it's really a war for your soul. Yes, there is the physical. There is the physical, where they're dropping bombs and they're, you know, convincing your children to take off their body parts. And they're convincing you to worship at the altar of the devil in some 501c3 church or wherever you go. Because you have to follow man instead of reading his word and following him. If you're still alive and you're still listening to RBN at this point, I hope you don't support Israel. I hope you haven't taken the shot. I hope you can see through all this madness with these mercantile Babylonian churches. They're Christian cults is what they are. They have a veneer of Christianity. But look at what they do. You will know them by their fruit, brethren. You will know them by their fruit. We reap what we sow, do we not? Israel is barbaric. And they are ethnically cleansing the area of the non-Edomites, non-Jews. They're not cleansing the land for you Christians to come over and, you know, have a vacation and sing Kumbaya to Jesus. That's not what they're doing. Because once they wipe out them, they're coming for you. You ever think about that? Have you ever read what it says in their Talmud, their holy book? Have you ever listened to a dyed-in-the-wool Israeli talking just bluntly about what he thinks about non-Jews in general, or Jesus, or modern Christianity? Judaism is in direct opposition to the Word of God, which isn't religion. It's the truth, the way, and the life through Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our redemption. There's nothing else. These Jews, unless they bow to God, we are game.
No point.
America now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to send me an email, you can do so by emailing thefreedomministry@protonmail.com, and you can check out my work online at a video hosting website, an alternative to YouTube. It's bitchute.com, bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. And you will find countless hours of information that you may find useful. Please donate if you can to RBN, folks. I cannot stress this enough. To donate by mail, send check or money order to RBN. Send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button, folks. The enemy, these communists, socialists, Satanists, they put their money where their mouth is. Do you? And if you wish to comment or you have a question, please call in. This show is yours as much as it is mine. You can call 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. I just ask you to be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your dime. I'm looking at an article right in front of me from RenegadeTribune.com. It's dated today, titled, Israel bombs entrance of Gaza's biggest hospital, slaying men, women, children, and donkey. Yes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Jewish name changer, born Benjamin Milikowski, or Ben Zion Milikowski II, rather. Benjamin Netanyahu's thinly veiled call to, quote, listen to this, in perverting scripture as always, quote, go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey, is being taken literally. Literally. However, and he gets this from 1 Samuel, chapter 15, folks. Verse 3, to be specific. And he said this during the invasion of Gaza. He said, quote, you must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. Oh, man, I'm surprised he didn't just get hit with lightning right then. Oh, we'd be so lucky, wouldn't we? He's perverting scripture. Okay? Let me read to you from Genesis, chapter 36, verse 15 through 17. which will tell you exactly who Amalek and the descendants thereof are, the Amalekites. Again, Genesis chapter 36, verse 15 says, these were the chiefs of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, were chief Teman, chief Omar, chief Sepho, chief Kenaz, chief Korah, chief Gatam, and chief Amalek. Amalek. These were the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. Who lives in Edom? The Edomites. Who is the father of the Edomites? Esau. They were the sons of Adah. And these were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son. Again, the Edomite bloodline. These children of the devil. These are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son. Chief Nahath, Chief Zerah, Chief Shammah, and Chief Mizah. These were the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. Okay, we back up to verse 16, which I read to you already. Chief of Korah, Chief Gatam, and Chief Amalek. Amalek. The Amalekites are of Edom. Esau, Edom. Who's Esau? Esau is the father of modern Jewry. We're not Esau. Okay? We're not Esau. We're not Amalek. We're Zion. We're Yehudim. We're Yisrael.
That individual
Yank up Israel. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back up.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Please, if you wish to call in, you have a question or a comment, you can do so. Just be intelligent, be respectful, and you can have your time on air. Just dial 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Before I go any further into further illuminating who these Jews really are and who you are, the saints, and what this all means right now to us in God's plan for us, let me play you a quick clip, very short, of Israeli Defense Force spokesperson, or the spokesperson for Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister's office, really, talking about their agenda right now and who they're targeting. Take a listen to this.
I can tell you that we are not targeting anyone else in Gaza but civilians. Hamas is cynically, but rather terrorists, of course.
Whoops. Listen again. Listen to this. This is incredible. What a Freudian slip up. Or is it?
But I can tell you that we are not targeting anyone else in Gaza but civilians. Hamas is cynically, but rather terrorists, of course.
Yeah. You can't run that one back. Sorry, Edomite. They're targeting no one but civilians. Civilians. They're cowards. They really are. And the Israeli Defense Force has been known, this is not even conspiracy, they have been known to wear diapers when they're in battle, because they urinate and defecate on themselves when they have to fight anyone that isn't a civilian force. Yeah. You better believe it. This is not God's people. Listen to Genesis chapter 25, verse 20. And Yitzhak, or Isaac, the English, was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Padam Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean. And Isaac prayed to Yahuwah for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahuwah answered his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. We're going to skip ahead. Oh, no. We'll keep. And within her, the children struggled together. And she said, "If all is right, why am I this way?" So she went to ask God, Yahuwah, and Yahuwah said to her, "Two nations are in your womb." Two nations, two different peoples will come from your womb. Now that word nations, right, is mistranslated all the time as Gentiles, right? Well, it can't be, so they can't mistranslate it here, because then it would be weird, right? Two Gentiles in her womb. No, I don't think so. So two nations are in your womb, and two people shall be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older serve the younger. So this is before she even had them. Before the pottage of stew and the birthright and the deception and the theft and blah, blah. Before all that. It's predestined, folks. Father God knew. He knew us in spirit before we embodied our vessel. He knows every hair on our head. Verse 24. And when the days were filled for her to give birth, and see, twins were in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. So they called his name Esau. Esau. Again, the father of the Edomites. The father of the Jews today. And the father of the Amalekites. Or Amalek. So when you hear them talk of Edom and Amalek, they are speaking of themselves. That's the truth. Verse 26. And afterward his brother came out, with his hand holding on to Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob, or Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. Verse 28. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his wild game. Remember, he was a hunter. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. That is why his name was called Edom. Edom. The Edomites. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright today. And Esau said, look, I'm going to die. So why should I have a birthright? In true Jew fashion. I'm going to die. You're just a little hungry, that's all. I think it'll pass. Then Jacob said, swear to me today. And he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. So it wasn't all that important to him, was it? So how much is he really honoring Yahuwah? Jacob then gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, and he ate and drank, and rose up and left. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Despised it. But that's what this is all about today, folks. This is a war on the saints, whose ancestors go back and trace back to Jacob Israel, and this is Esau's revenge on Jacob. This is Jacob's troubles, okay? Jacob's troubles. Let's read from Psalms 135, verse 3. Praise Yah, for Yahuwah is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob for himself, Yisrael for his treasured possession. For I know that Yahuwah is great, and our master is above all mighty ones. Yahuwah has done whatever pleased him, in the heavens and in earth, in the seas and in all depths, causing vapors to go up from the ends of the earth. He made lightning for the rain, bringing forth wind from his treasures, who struck the firstborn of Egypt from man to beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, on Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck many nations and killed mighty sovereigns. Even Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, and all the reigns of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to who? Yisrael, Jacob Yisrael, his people. Not Edom, not the Amalekites, not these wicked Canaanites today, these Ashkenazi Jews. They're imposters. They are imposters, folks. And we've seen that the Bible speaks of the Israel people going to a new Jerusalem, right? Or a new Zion, which is in a new land. As for the story regarding their ancient land, its use by God's people was to come to an end, right? Thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end. The end is come upon the four corners of the land, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. Wherefore, I will bring the worst of the heathen, Edomite Jews, anyone, and they shall possess their houses. Whose houses? Jacob Israel, the saints. And I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. That's from Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 2, 21, and 24. The prophecy was given to Ezekiel around 586 BC. From that time on, the land was destined to be in the possession of the stranger or the alien, not Israel. This is all according to God's holy word. This is the truth. You're not going to hear it from these Christian Zionist churches, folks. Get out of them. Separate yourselves from them. And go to God. Repent. Many non-Israelite people have occupied Palestine, this land, right? And now it's the Jews. Quote unquote, the worst of the heathen. They now possess it. And by their acts of terrorism and filthy religion, Satanism, communism, Judaism, they have polluted the land and they've defiled the ancient holy places. Thus, I hope you're playing the tape through at this point and you can see what I see. The Jews cannot be Israel. Why? Because they fulfill an entirely different role. You will know them by their fruits. God has never lied. He is the same today as he was yesterday, as he's always been. As God's word says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, everything I'm telling you is not my opinion. You can find it in his word. And everything that's playing out in front of you on the world stage is just people playing their roles. At least the Edomites are obedient to their God and playing their roles correctly. I can't say the same for a lot of you folks. And it's sad. We need to get our houses in order. It's our very life that's at stake. And not these lives in these bodies, these vessels. I'm talking about your eternal salvation for the aeons. Which master do you serve? You cannot drink from the cup of these devils and then go to church on Sunday and pretend to drink from the cup of God. You cannot be double-minded. You must choose. Man, Satan, or Yahuwah God, through the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. So a good question then. Why were the Jews the ones destined to occupy the ancient lands of God's people, Israel? Well, what have I taught you so far? Well, it's no different here. It's because it was written in God's word. Again, they're fulfilling their roles perfectly. Okay? They're following the role of Edom, who was to gain possession of this land, this area. And this is from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 2 and verses 5. If you have your Bibles out. Again, Ezekiel 36, verses 2 and verses 5. Thus saith Lord God, because the enemy, or Edomia in the Greek, Edom, hath said against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Verse 5. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Edomia, or Edom, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. So according to this prophecy, there would be a time that the enemy of Israel would say in contempt and ridicule to Israel, we have the ancient high places in our possession. So verse 5 identifies that Yahuwah God is speaking here, quote, against all of Edomia, which, as I've told you, is Edom. And who's Edom? The descendants of Esau. They're the Jews. They're occupying Palestine, aka Israel, right now. And the war is raging on the saints. Hamas is just a creation of Israeli intelligence services, aka ISIS. They put it right in your faces, folks. They're mocking you and they're mocking God. There thus would be a time when Edom would possess the ancient lands of Israel. It says it right in God's word. While Edom occupied parts of Judea at one time, they never had possession of this land at any time in biblical history. Not even when Herod was ruler. If Palestine was destined to be possessed by Edom, then the Jews must be Edom. Think about it. And through their wicked Zionist plans, they are fulfilling prophecy about Edom, not Israel. Who's who and who's Jew? Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I'm just sick and tired. If you hear it in my voice, I'm just sick and tired of imposters, of liars, of thieves, of murderers, and all the enemies of God's people just running amok. Just mesmerizing everyone and defiling these churches with four walls that they pretend to be houses of God. I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of it. We must come to a point where we learn who's who and who's Jew. And I didn't coin that. That was the late pastor, James P. Wickstrom. If anybody's not familiar with James Wickstrom, I suggest you become familiar. Let's take your calls, and we'll have to take your calls, of course, into the next hour. But we have another hour, don't worry. We have Chance holding in West Virginia. Hey, Chance.
Yes, hello, Chris. I hope all is well with you.
Yes, I am blessed. Good. Thank you.
Good. You know, I'd like to know your opinion on something. I'm pretty leery and suspicious of two things lately. One is, now I tune into Press TV on the satellite occasionally to see what's going on over there in Gaza, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday at sunrise was a deadline because I think the Muslims issued an ultimatum to Israel to stop the bombing. Right? This is why I tune in to find out what's really going on. Well, more so than mainstream. Now, my question is this. I remember a while back, they took RT off the satellite 19KU band because they were revealing too much. And I can't help but wonder, how come they're not taking Press TV off? They're out of Tehran, Iran. And I'm wondering why they're not taking them off for exposing too much, exposing the other side, so to speak.
Makes you think, don't it?
Yeah, and number two is this. Yeah, I'm wondering about that. And number two, I remember a while back, you exposed Handsome Truth, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, my question is this, and I'm suspicious of this. Why are there some so-called patriots in the alternative movement supporting them?
Yeah. Supporting which, Press TV or Handsome Truth?
No, Handsome Truth and the other guy, okay. Mindanao or whatever his name is.
Well, he is, yeah, John Menadio, John Eugene Menadio II is Handsome Truth. That's his moniker.
Okay, well then, my question is, what is your opinion? Why are some so-called patriots in the alternative media still supporting these folks?
Well, it's a good question.
Yeah, I mean,
they
this is what...
somebody to listen to, you know, and they don't want to do it themselves, and he's somebody with a very... you know, strong opinion, and they can kind of get behind him in a fleshly, carnal sense and say, yeah, you know, give it to these Jews. And I see it because I was there. I was there 2.5 years.
I know.
You know, and I came out.
Hold on.
I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Okay.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.